Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. I have a real treat in store for you. The great Terrence Williams is here. He's one of the funniest people. He's a black conservative. You're going to love him. Thank you guys for supporting our program at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. Thank you for those of you that chip in $20 a month or $50 a month or some of you $100 a month. God bless you. You allow us to continue to stay strong and keep our program moving up in the charts. As I mentioned in our sister episode, for 15 people that listen to this episode, type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review, screenshot it, and email it to us. If you do that, 15 of you will be selected to win a signed copy of Donald Trump Jr.'s new book, Liberal Privilege. And we have Don coming on the podcast very soon. Terrence Williams is here. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. I am joined by my friend Terrence Williams, who makes me laugh more than any of the late-night comedians, Stephen Colbert or Jay Leno or any of those guys. You guys have probably seen Terrence on either Twitter or Facebook. His videos are awesome. He's very creative, and I'm honored to have him on the show. Terrence, welcome to The Charlie Kirk Show.
Man, thank you for having me on one of the greatest podcast shows that's available right now.
Well, thank you, man. You're wearing your Keep America Great hat for those people that can't see it that are listening to us. Tell us a little about yourself. You love Donald Trump. You're a black conservative. You're a comedian. You're all these things that aren't supposed to exist. Tell us your story.
Well, yes, I do love President Donald J. Trump, and I'm black, and I do understand that just because I'm black, that don't mean I have to be a Democrat. I mean, but Charlie, you know, I just consider myself as a regular guy from Oklahoma City. I was born and raised in the state of Oklahoma. I came from foster care. You know, my mother had 9 children by 6 different guys, and she was addicted to crack cocaine, and she ended up losing us in the system. The judge took her rights away because he was tired of seeing us in and out of the system, going back from foster house back to my mother's house. So he just said, you know what? These children deserve better. So we're going to keep them in a system, and hopefully a family adopts these children. And so that happened. But you know what? This is America, and the dream is real. So even though I went through all of that, you know, since the American dream is real, I made something of myself because I decided not to play a victim and to do something with my life, because there comes a point, you know, there comes a point when you have to start taking responsibility, you know, and you can't always, you know, make excuses. So, and then I started doing comedy, and then this guy named Donald Trump was running for president in 2016. And I said, I'm voting for this guy. But the crazy thing is, Charlie, now when I first got started, I made a video on Facebook. It was called Africa Is Not My Home, and Stop Blaming the White Man for Everything. It was my very first video. And I was eating some fried chicken while I was making the video. And it was not intentional. I was on my lunch break, and I wanted to finish my chicken. And I wanted to try out this new Facebook Live thing. So I made this video, and I started out. So I hear a lot of black people talking about they want to move back to Africa. Back? I've never been. So what you mean? You know, at this time, I said, I've never been to Alabama, and I sure have not been to Africa. So if y'all want to move to Africa, you move there, and you let me know how Farrakhan treats you. I'm not going with you, okay? I'm going to stay here with my white folks. That's what I said in the video. And, you know, and I'm just making examples of how great this country is and trying to figure out, Charlie, why do these people want to move to Africa? Why do people want to move out the country? And they say they want to move, but they haven't left yet. But this is the greatest country in the world. People are moving here. So why do you want to move there? That's what I was trying to figure out, you know? And the video went viral because I was talking about these things. And I was like, you know what? I don't understand. I said, half of y'all need health insurance. You know, I was just making a joke. But people were mad. But I said, half of y'all need health insurance. Well, I hate to break the news to you, but in Africa, they have flies out there that will kill you. And please believe me, your health insurance is not paying for that at all. And I was just going on and on and ranting about how great this country was. And people were mad at that. They were mad at that. And they were mad that I was eating some fried chicken while I was talking about that. And I didn't think it was racist to eat fried chicken, Charlie. Do you like fried chicken? I like fried chicken. You know,
pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the American. I mean, America loves chicken, period. Okay. Fried, baked, I don't care how you prefer it. People, Americans love chicken, you know. And people were calling me, you know, racist for eating fried chicken, calling me a stereotype. And I was like, how? I thought everybody eat chicken. I was really lost. I'm like, this is confusing. You know, because when I went to, you know, the my favorite chicken spot, there were white people there before me, you know. Matter of fact, they were holding up the line, you know. I mean, asking for fresh chicken. I'm like, come on. Like, can you just get the stuff that's already made? So that was in 2016, and people were like, this guy's funny. I had liberals following me too. And they were like, but who are you voting for? And I said, well, Donald Trump. And I saw my following go down, 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 down. People were inboxing me. You know what? You just got started and you just ended. I can't believe you are going to support Donald Trump, now President Trump. And I was confused. I'm like, well, you asked me who was I going to be voting for? And I said, Donald Trump. And that's how I got into talking about politics a lot. I mean, I've always been I was never involved in politics, but I've always done my research. So, you know, and that's why I supported Donald J. Trump. I knew Hillary Clinton was not the right choice at all. I knew that for sure. So that's how I got into that, Charlie, you know.
Well, it's a great story. So, Terrence, tell us, you've been to the White House, you've gotten to know the president. They call the president a racist and all these things. What do you think about that?
Well, actually, since we are bringing up me going to the White House and meeting the president, I would like to thank a man who made that happen. And that man is Charlie Kirk. Thank you, Charlie. Charlie is the reason why I met President Donald J. Trump. And he never mentions that when he talks about me going to the White House. And, you know, but Charlie, thank you so much. But
you deserve it, Terrence. You deserve it. It was easy. I went to the president. I said, there's someone here that really wants to see you. And he said, who? I said, Terrence. He said, bring him in here. I want to see him. So it was, you know, he loves you. So.
Man, it was phenomenal. Just now going to the White House. If I didn't meet the president, I was still happy to be at the White House. To be invited to the White House, to be in the East Room, to be in the East Wing, you know, that's a lot of people in America have not had that experience. And so I don't care who the president was, to be in the White House is an honor. You know, that's a privilege to be invited. And then to meet the president, I'm still on cloud nine. I'm still on cloud nine. And that was like, when was that? And that was at the October of 2019. And I'm still on cloud nine. I still can't believe it. And President Trump was so real. You know, he has I can't even explain his vibe, his energy. It's, you know, it was like meeting talking to a next door neighbor. You know, he made you feel comfortable because a lot of times you go to these places, like you go to the White House, are you are hanging around politicians. A lot of them are all uppity and they got their shoulders up. They're walking like, you know, they're in the military, you know, and you feel like you are out of place. But President Trump made me and everybody else in that White House that he invited, you know, he made us feel like we were at home. And the White House is the people's home. You know, that is the people's house. And he made us feel like we were at home. so kind and so real and not a racist at all, not a racist at all. And not only did I, not only was I able to meet him, he invited me to speak on stage. And Charlie Kirk didn't even see that coming. Charlie,
that's
you didn't
right.
see that coming, did you?
That was a surprise. And so Terrence, what do you have to say when people say that Trump is a racist and all these awful things? What's your response to that?
Well, Trump is a racist. Well, first, you know, I don't only use the fact that I met him, that he treated me very, very, very nice, because a racist person that hates black people, they would not want to talk to them, shake their hand or anything. And there sure would not have been any black leadership summits at the White House, for one. And he probably would have counseled African-American history, that event at the White House. But I bring up his policies, Charlie, okay? I bring up his policies. Before the pandemic, before this Chinese virus hit America, which I think was intentional, but I'm not going to go there. But before this Chinese virus, black unemployment was at an all-time low, record low, not just low, record low. The numbers were lower than they were when Obama was the president. President Trump has done more for the black community than the first black president. And people say, well, is the jobs all you can bring up the jobs? No. Black poverty was at an all-time low before this pandemic. What else, Charlie? I mean, let's go down the list here.
HBCUs.
The HBCUs. Yep. He gave them a whole, like I said, he gave them a whole lot of money. Now, if he did not like black people, why would he do that? Why would he want a racist? If you know the history of the KKK, the history of real racist people, they didn't want black people to have knowledge. They didn't want black people to have they did not want black people to go to school and get an education. So why would a racist man fund HBCUs? Why would he do that when real racists and real KKK members don't want black people to have an education? So that's where I'm lost. That's what I'm trying to figure out. And then the First Step Act. President Trump didn't have to sign that act. He could have left that alone, because for one, he did not. We all know in 2016 that he did not win because of the black vote. OK, so if he was racist, he could have been like, you know what? Since a bunch of black people didn't vote for me in 2016, I'm not doing anything for them. But he did not do that. He did not say that. You know why? Because he is all about the American people, regardless of color. Because at the end of the day, it's not about race. It's not about color. We're all humans. We're all Americans. And he's putting everybody in America first. Because, Charlie, you are my brother. I'm your brother. You are my neighbor. We have to have a president that's fighting for everybody. You know, you can't help. He can't just help a white person and not help a black person. Because we are brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? So you can't. You can't leave people out in this country when you are the president, and he knows that. So regardless of, and all these liberals that are hating on him, calling him racist, Trump is still helping them. He's still helping them too. He's still helping them.
That's right.
Because you know why? Because that's why he ran. That's what he promised. He's going to help everybody in this country. So they can miss me with all that he's racist stuff. And I'm going to tell you, when I went to my first rally in Dallas, Texas, last year. I went to my first rally, and my Uber driver picked me up and a couple other people. And he said, now he didn't pick us up directly from the Trump rally. We were at a restaurant and he picked us up, but he figured we were at the Trump rally. And he said, so were you guys at the Trump rally? And I'm thinking in my head, oh, my goodness, he is about to start talking crap about Donald Trump. So I said, yes. And he was a black guy. He said, oh, that's what's up. He said, I'm going to take. And I was like, are you a Trump supporter? He said, no, I'm not. But I'm voting for him in 2020. I said, well, why are you voting for him if you don't support him? He said, because he said, now that this is the thing, he said, I might not like some things about him, but I like his policies. He said four more years of Trump means four more years of extra money in my pocket. He said, four more years of Trump means four more years of extra food that I can put on the table for my children. That's why I'm voting for him. He said, I'm voting for me. It's a vote for my family. It's a vote for me. And that's what people need to understand. It is when you are out voting, you're not just voting for Trump. You need to vote for you. If this president is doing something that is going to help you and benefit you and benefit this country, make a vote for you. Make a vote for this country. Voting for Trump is voting for America. Voting for Joe Biden, that's voting for China. And you don't even live in China. So why are you voting for China?
Well, let's talk about Joe Biden. So, Terrence, tell us your take on Joe Biden. He's very corrupt. He said some very racist things before. You've had some hilarious videos about Joe Biden. Let at it.
Man. First, Charlie, I do want to say shame on his wife, shame on his campaign, shame on his friends and his family for allowing him to run and making shame on them for allowing him to make a fool out of himself, you know, out of himself. His wife knows he has a mental problem, okay? We are all aware of that. Joe Biden is not all there. He's not all the way there in the mind. And they are, it's pretty sickening to watch. But Joe Biden has lost his everlasting mind. He's been in office for over what, Charlie? Let's say what, like three decades, four decades? He's been in politics. Now, what in the world? This is what I'm trying to figure out. How all of a sudden you know how to fix everything, but you were not able to fix it in the last 30 to 40 years? Why, if you knew how to fix all of these things, why didn't you tell Obama? You were his right-hand man. You know, you was kissing his butt every day. Why didn't you tell Obama how to fix it? If you knew how to fix all these problems, he act like he has the magic stick. He can fix everything. You know, he got the magic wand. But really, President Trump has the magic wand. Because you remember Obama said, Trump thinks he thinks there's some magic wand and he can just bring these jobs back. And guess what? Those jobs were brought back. So President Trump has the magic wand.
That's
and all
right.
I ask of him is to hand it over to me when he leaves office in 2024. But yeah, you know, Joe Biden is a hypocrite. And just because he was Barack Obama's VP does not mean that he's not a racist, okay? Joe Biden is clearly a racist. The fact that he told me that I'm not black if I don't vote for him, who in the hell do you think you are to tell me that I'm not black if I don't vote for you? You don't get to tell me who to vote for. You know, people, listen here, Martin Luther King marched and fought. People, we have veterans who died in war, you know, for my right to vote, not for Joe Biden to tell me who to vote for. People did not die for that, Charlie. People did not die for that. People did not fight in war for that. Martin Luther King did not march for that. So I don't know who in the world do he think he is to tell me that I'm not black if I don't vote for him. Then I thought, okay, he learned his lesson. And yeah. I get on the internet, and then he done said, what'd he say? That black people are not diverse like Hispanics. What? You think that low of black people? First of all, you think we dumb. So he think black people are dumb. He think we're all ignorant. He think we can't think for ourselves.
Yeah, and then he calls black reporters junkies.
Yeah, junkies. So now you think we all on drugs. You think, you know, we can't think for ourselves. That's a true racist. Pull up any... I want to know, is there anybody out there that has any audio of Trump saying these things about black people? because Joe Biden, there's audio and video out there of Joe Biden saying all of these things, but he's not the racist. But they say Trump is a racist. Where is the audio of Trump telling black people they're not black if they don't vote for him? Where is the audio of Trump saying black people are junkies? Where is the audio of President Trump saying that black people are not diverse like Hispanics, like Latinos? Where is that audio at? Where's the audio? And where is the signature that I want to look up the 1994 crime bill. Is there any video out there of President Trump supporting the 1994 crime bill? Is his signature on anything? Did he endorse that? I couldn't find it. But you know what? Joe Biden did. It's all out there. So guess who's the real racist? Joe Biden is a racist and he's delusional. Then he said he fought a gangster named Corn Pop back in the day. Man, get out of here. I'm from the hood. There is nobody in the ghetto, nobody in the hood named Corn Pop. Nobody is naming themselves after cereal. Come on, let's be real here. You know, he's out here making up stuff.
So Terrence, let's get into this too. Tell us what your thoughts are on BLM. They're still going throughout the streets of Chicago. They're burning things down. What's your thoughts on all that nonsense that's happening?
Well, you know, everybody knows that I am against Black Lives Matter because they're clearly hypocrites. If they really cared about Black lives, why don't they speak up when a little 4-year-old girl is murdered in Chicago? Why is there silence? Why is there silence? Why is there silence when a 14-year-old boy is shot in the head in the middle of an alley in Chicago? Why is there silence? You don't hear anything from Black Lives Matter. This is what Black Lives Matter need to understand. These Black Lives Matter activists need to understand. You don't get to pick and choose whose life is more important. You don't get to pick and choose. You don't get to say that this person's life is more important than that person's life. Because at the end of the day, all lives matter. Your life matter, Charlie. My life matter. Sally's life matter. Molly's life matter. Billy's life matter. We all matter. But somehow, I don't know who gave them the right to pick and choose on whose life is more important. You know, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But then they speak about how they care about all Black people and you know, and they make a big thing about Black people dying and being murdered. But in reality, more Black people are killed by the hands of other Black people, not by white people, not by white officers. Don't just speak up when a white officer shoots a Black person. And then they speak up not even knowing the facts and all the detail. They just riot and act a fool, you know, because CNN made some big story about an officer shooting a Black without even giving details, not knowing if the officer was defending themselves, because officers do have the right to stand their ground too. They have the right to these officers, they have to protect themselves also. It's called self-defense. They have the right to do that. And people will riot without even knowing all the details and the facts. But clearly, these people are not activists, Charlie. These are thugs. These are gang members. That's what they are, a bunch of gang members and a bunch of thugs. These people are not real Americans. They are un-American. Who in the world? They screaming Black Lives Matter as they're burning down their own city. And what they don't understand is when you burn down a business in a Black community, dummy, you're burning down a Black business, okay? They are burning down Black businesses. They were stealing from Black businesses. So now you are ruining the livelihoods of other Black people, but you screaming Black Lives Matter. That don't make sense. It don't make sense at all. You are hurting Black people while screaming Black Lives Matter, shooting and killing. More Black people died in the riots than they died from the hands of a white police officer, from the hands of a white police officer, or a police officer, period. More Black people died in the riots, Charlie. But they are still screaming Black Lives Matter. Listen, we all know this is all politics, man. This is all because the election is around the corner. The election is around the corner, and they are trying to make this. And the thing is this, I know this is their make. And they say, no, this is not about Trump. This is not about politics. Yes, it is. This is about influencing the election with all this racism stuff and blaming, because they're blaming these murders on President Trump, which is ridiculous. Every time a cop is involved with, you know, harming a Black person or shooting a Black person, they point at President Trump. All this, it's because of this president. It's because of this president. No, it's not because of this president. So people can't say, you guys are being conspiracy theorists by saying this is only happening because the election is around the corner. It is happening because the election is around the corner. That's why they're blaming everything on President Trump. Because if it was not about the election, why are they blaming a shooting that happened in Nevada or in Chicago or in Detroit? Why are they blaming it on the man that is sitting at the White House in Washington, D.C.?
That's right.
He didn't pull the trigger. Trump didn't pull that trigger. You know, I actually never saw the man. Do Trump even hunt? Do he hunt?
His son does. That's about it.
But yeah, people don't even have a picture of President Trump holding a gun. But somehow it's his fault that all these people are being shot and killed. You know, it is his fault. But Black Lives Matter is a joke. They don't care about Black people. It's ran by a bunch of white people, for one, okay? It's ran by a bunch of white people, a bunch of white loony liberals. And I cannot take that movement serious until they take all lives serious, until they take all Black lives serious, until they take those lives serious. Those lives, like the 2-year-olds that are murdered at 4 years old, at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, very low numbers. These kids are very, very young, and they're being gunned down. And they don't get a gold casket funeral. They don't get 40 funerals. They don't get news coverage. They don't get tears from Don Lemon. They don't get tears from that little boy, Rachel Maddow. What is that guy's name, Charlie?
The woman named Rachel Maddow, but yeah, you could call her.
Why didn't you tell me that before the interview? Okay, now I'm being in trouble. So I didn't know that was a woman. But yeah, you know, now if Black lives really matter, why don't these news anchors talk about those lives? Why do they only talk about George Floyd and Michael Brown? Why do we keep talking about Michael Brown? Did he charge at the police?
Yep.
He charged. Yep. Man, that big bear charged at the police. I would have shot him too. What you doing? And I'm little. Charlie, listen, them cops have to protect themselves. You know, that dude was big. He charged at the police like it was a football game. And people crying. Oh, why did he have to go? Well, hell, he was about to snatch the neck off of that police officer. You know what I'm saying? That was a full grizzly bear. Mm-hmm. That boy was big. That was a grizzly bear. Michael Brown was a grizzly bear, Charlie. And now I don't wish death on anybody, but I do wish the safety for everyone. And I believe people should do what they have to do to be safe and to keep themselves safe, keep their family safe, and to protect their property, protect themselves. Do what you have to do. You have to pull out a pistol, pull out a pistol. But you need to protect yourself and your children and your property, whatever you have to do. But Black Lives Matter is a joke. And I'm just wondering, when are people going to wake up and realize that, Charlie? When are people when are Black people going to wake up and realize that this movement is not for them, that that all the donations that go to them don't even go to Black people? You know, we saw where people were donating to BLM and stuff like that, and the money was being funneled through here and there, being donated to politicians, to white politicians. You know, it's ridiculous. Not even being donated to Black politicians who are running, who are trying to make it into Congress. But they're giving it to white. They were giving donations to white people, and but they had this movement called Black Lives Matter. It's so confusing. It's so confusing. You know what? It's something new with these people, with this organization. Every day it's something new. And when you talk about them, it's almost. Sometimes I can't even find the words to explain how I feel about this movement. You know, they are really just. I don't think it's good for my health to even think about Black Lives Matter, Charlie. I don't think it's good for my health to even hear the name BLM. And I'm going to get a doctor's note, because if I do have the honor of doing another interview with you, I'm going to send you over my doctor's note, letting you know I cannot talk about these people, just for my health, you know, for the sake of my blood pressure. So seriously.
That's fun. That's so funny. Well, Terrence, in closing, tell us about your book. Tell us how people can support you and follow you and get behind you.
So I have a book out called From the Foster House to the White House. It is currently on Amazon. People can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, at Terrence K. Williams. And that book is available on Amazon. And it's all about the American dream. It debunks everything that lion Oprah talked about the other day about white privilege. You know, Charlie, that billionaire lady, that Black billionaire that has more money than most white people that I know, screaming white privilege. Because, Charlie, this is America, and the dream is real, no matter where you come from, no matter if you grew up rich or poor. The American dream is real. You just have to set goals and work hard and get off that damn couch and do something with your life and stop making excuses.
That's right.
And take responsibility. So, yeah, and I share my story in that book. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Terrence, you're the man. Thank you for joining us, and you're a riot. And we'll get that medicals note next time, so you don't have to worry about talking about that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terrence. See you soon.
See you soon.
What a great conversation that was with Terrence Williams. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email us your thoughts and your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and screenshot and email us. And guess what? You might win a signed copy of Donald Trump Jr.'s new book. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless you. Talk to you soon.